This is a very famous verse from the fifth canto, chapter 18, the residents of Jambudvip offer prayers. It's in a form that may be a little unwieldy for most to chant. I'll chant it, and if someone wants to give it a go, you're welcome. I'll chant it all at once because it flows all together. It's not the normally structured verse. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, Text 8. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Namaste Jastejase Avir Avir Bhava Vraja Nakka Vraja Dhamstra Kamasayan Rundaya Rundaya Tamograsa Grasa Om Swaha Abhayam Abhayam Atmane Bhuyasta Om Shom. Vaishnavis, eh? Nama, my respectful obeisances. Bhagavate, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narasimhaya, known as Lord Narasimha. Nama, obeisances. Teja Teja Se, the power of all power. Avi Avir Bhava. Please be fully manifest. Vajranaka. O you who possess nails like thunderbolts. Vajradangstra. O you who possess teeth like thunderbolts. Karma Ashayan. Demoniac desires to be happy by material activities. Rundaya, Rundaya. Kindly vanquish. Tama. Ignorance in the material world. Grisa. Kindly drive away. Grisa. Kindly drive away. Om, O my Lord. Swaha. Respectful oblations. Abhayam. Fearlessness. Abhayam. Fearlessness. Atmani in my mind. Bhuyishta. May you appear. Om, O Lord. Chom, the bija or seed of mantras offering prayers to Lord Nrisimha. Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrisimhadeva, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Purport. In Srimad Bhagavatam 4:22-39, Sanat Kumara speaks the following words to Maharaja Prithu. Yat pada pankaja palasa vilasa bhaktya karma sayam gahatitam ugrantayanti santa tadvandirikta matayo yatayo piruda shroto ganastam adanam bhajavasudevam. Devotees, always engaged in the service of the toes of the Lord's lotus feet, can very easily become free from hard-knotted desires for fruitive activities. Because this is very difficult, the non-devotees, the gyanis and yogis, cannot stop the waves of sense gratification, although they try to do so. Therefore, you are advised to engage in the devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. Every living being within this material world has a strong desire to enjoy matter to its fullest satisfaction. For this purpose, the conditioned soul must accept one body after another, and thus his strongly fixed fruitive desires continue. One cannot stop the repetition of birth and death without being completely desireless. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami describes pure bhakti, devotional service, as follows. Anya bila sita shunyam gana karmad yanavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. Unless one is completely freed from all material desires, which are caused by the dense darkness of ignorance, one cannot fully engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Therefore, we should always offer our prayers to Lord Nrisimhadeva, who killed Hiranyakashipu, the personification of material desire. Hiranya means gold, and Kashipu means a soft cushion or bed. Materialistic persons always desire to make the body comfortable, and for this they require huge amounts of gold. Thus, Hiranyakashipu was the perfect representative of materialistic life. He was therefore the cause of great disturbance to the topmost devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, until Lord Nrisimhadeva killed him. Any devotee aspiring to be free of material desires should offer his respectful prayers to Nrisimhadeva as Prahlad did in this verse. Translation again. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrisimhadeva, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Om. Omaganachimadandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militang Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This prayer is uttered by Prahlad Maharaj, as well as other residents of Hari Varsha, a particular place in the universe where Prahlad Maharaj can be found along with Lord Nrisingadev. Lord Nrisingadev, of course, is always present in Vaikuntha, and he makes his appearance in the material world. You may recall that when the demigods were trying to pacify Lord Nrisingadeva's anger, everyone failed, even Lakshmi Devi. She responded as if she had never seen such a form before. Everyone was baffled, including Lakshmi Devi. Of course, it is not that the form of Lord Nrisingadeva had no prior existence. But Lakshmi Devi was under the influence of the Lord's pastime energy, Lila Shakti. And so to add even more intensity to the Lila, she had no recollection of ever seeing such a form before, and she could not pacify the Lord. She couldn't bring herself forward. Even Lord Brahma admitted, I can't deal with this. You see, what Lord Nrisingadeva was manifesting was uncontrollable anger. Everything is there in the Supreme Absolute Truth. As the first verse of Bhagavatam says, Janmadi Asyataha. The Absolute Truth is that from which everything emanates. So therefore you have to find anger in the cause of all causes, Sarva Karana Karanam. And not only do you find anger in the Supreme, but you find uncontrollable anger. Because everything about the Supreme Personality of God, it is unlimited. So if you want to criticize Lord Nrisingadeva for being angry, you have to be more accurate and say he has uncontrollable, unlimited, infinite anger. And then you start to realize, well, this is not an ordinary person with infinite anger. Even the most enraged human being cannot sustain anger nonstop, what to speak of unlimited, infinite anger. That's beyond the human capacity. But Lord Nrisingadeva is demonstrating that. Now, finally, Lord Brahma turned to Prahlad. Basically, he told Prahlad, this is all because of you. He put the burden, the responsibility on Prahlad. Prahlad, please, step forward. It's because of you that Lord Nrisingadeva has appeared. Please pacify the Lord. Because Lord Nrisingadeva's anger was shaking the entire universe. So again, please appreciate that whenever you are talking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you're talking about what is infinite. The Lord's qualities are infinite. His anger is infinite. Once Srila Prabhupada said, you want to criticize Krishna for being lusty, for dancing with the gopis or having so many queens in Dwarka? If you're going to criticize him, be accurate in your criticism and call him unlimitedly lusty. And then we start to realize, unlimitedly lusty, I can't calculate that. Prahlad Maharaj stepped forward. at the request of Lord Brahma. And Lord Nrsingadev put his paw on Prahlad's head. This is a special act. And by putting his paw on Prahlad's head and seeing Prahlad before him, Prahlad offering his prostrated obeisances, Lord Nrsingadev began to rein in his anger. And then, of course, Prahlad began his famous prayers. That section of Srimad Bhagavatam, the prayers by Prahlad Maharaj, was lectured upon by Srila Prabhupada quite a few times. The sections of the Bhagavatam that you'll find Srila Prabhupada lectured on the most were prayers by Queen Kunti, the Ajamil section in the sixth canto, and the prayers by Prahlad Maharaj. Sometimes we think that Lord Nrsingadeva appeared to kill Hiranyakashipu. That may be the most exciting part for us. Having the demon on his lap and ripping apart his abdomen, pulling out the intestines and garlanding himself with the intestines. And yes, that is unlimitedly memorable. Everything Krishna and his incarnations and expansions do is unlimitedly memorable. I often mention how people pay good money to go to a horror movie and get a good scare. But nothing surpasses the horror movie that Lord Nrsingadeva demonstrated. Even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could demonstrate that Nrsingha Bhava, that state of being Lord Nrsingadev in utmost anger. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita tells us how Lord Chaitanya visited the home of Srivast Thakur. That was one of the places where he would always manifest. Wherever Nityananda danced, the home of Raghava Pandit, whenever he was cooking, Shachimata, her house, and the home of Srivast Thakur, whenever there was kirtan. But this appearance of Lord Chaitanya at the house of Srivast Thakur was his sakshat darshan, his direct appearance. It wasn't a manifestation produced by the love of his devotees. So Srivast Thakur was performing the Shraddha ceremony for his father, a ritual for departed ancestor. And in so doing, he was reciting the Brihad Sahasranama, the thousand names of Vishnu, because that's what you do during such a ceremony. So Lord Chaitanya happened to come to Srivast Thakur's house at that time, and he asked, he sat down while the chanting of the thousand names of Vishnu was going on. And then Srivast Thakur got to the name Nrsingha, and Lord Chaitanya immediately became transformed. His hair stood on end. His eyes became red. His body trembled. And he thundered with his voice. He grabbed a club. And he ran out into the streets chasing people. Where are the atheists? I'm going to kill them. I'm going to kill them. Where are all the atheists? The whole town just... everyone ran away. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu caught himself in his ecstasy of Nrsingha Bhava. He caught himself and mysteriously he became morose. How can the Supreme Personality of Godhead become morose? But of course, these are transcendental moods. transcendental displays that have nothing to do with material calculation, material emotions, the material energy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ocean, the endless ocean of variety. So he can also enjoy being morose. You don't enjoy being morose. You can't do that. But everything about the Supreme Personality of Godhead is perfect and complete. So why not experiencing some moroseness? Lord Chaitanya thought to himself, it's not good to frighten people. It's actually an offense. So he threw the club away, went back to Srivas Thakur's house, and he was lamenting, too many people are frightened. But Srivas Thakur had a different take on the whole situation. Srivas Thakur told him, anyone who chants your name just once, I mean, here you are worried about offending the people, but the fact is anyone who chants your name just once vanquishes 10 million offenses. Furthermore, while you're in this mood of Nisringadev, anyone who saw you with running through the streets with a club in your hand, yelling, where are the atheists? I'm going to kill them. Anyone who saw that got liberation from material existence. So this anger of Lord Nrisimhadev is very special. And if you're going to accept that the Supreme Absolute Truth is the reservoir of everything, then why not unlimited horror? And that indeed is what Hiranyakashipu felt. But Lord Nrisimhadeva did not appear primarily to execute, to terminate Hiranyakashipu. You hear in the purport of today's verse that Hiranyakashipu was the personification of material desire. Therefore, by Lord Nrisimhadeva killing Hiranyakashipu, he's demonstrating the annihilation of material desire. But the main purpose Nrisimhadeva appeared was due to affection for Prahlad. Coincidentally, he terminated Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was terrorizing such a dear devotee of the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj is described as Asura Uttama, the best in the dynasty of the demons. And he's also a topmost devotee. So it was the antagonism, the extreme antagonism shown toward Prahlad by his father that brought about the appearance of Lord Nrisimhadev. And in order to dispatch Hiranyakashipu, as you know, the Lord took a form that upheld all the benedictions given by Brahma to Hiranyakashipu. The Lord appeared in a form that was totally beyond anything Hiranyakashipu could anticipate. Such a wondrous form. Hiranyakashipu felt complete terror. At first, he thought he had everything under control. Remember? He asked Prahlad in a challenging way, taking up the role of a materialistic scientist. Prahlad, we're going to do an experiment here. It's going to be very obvious, the result. But here's the way it's going to happen. You say that there is the Supreme Personality of Godhead everywhere. Is that what you say, Prahlad? Let's enter the laboratory and put this to the test. Let's do some mundane scientific research, which is the proof of everything. Prahlad, is he here? Is he there? Is he in the pillar, Prahlad? Prahlad actually saw Nrisimhadeva peeping out from the pillar. His father noticed. What are you looking at? What are you looking at? Why are you pretending like you're seeing something? Why are you pretending like something's there? God, you're just a phony. All right. Here is the ultimate conclusion of the experiment. You say that God is everywhere, and you're acting right now like you see something in that pillar. Watch this. So Hiranyakashipu struck the pillar. And of course, Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared. But still, Hiranyakashipu he didn't accept the full conclusion. First, there was the sound. That's indeed the appearance of Nrisimhadeva. Just like the Hare Krishna mantra is the appearance of Lord Krishna. And then Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared. We shouldn't downplay the role of sound. Just like when we're chanting Hare Krishna, we have the full presence of Krishna. Why so much emphasis on the eyes? I must see. Why not? I must hear. And the acharyas explain that Atat Sri Krishna Namadi, Nabhaved Graham Indre. First, the name, and then form, qualities, and pastimes follow. You don't have to artificially imagine Krishna's form, his qualities, or pastimes while you're chanting. While doing that, if you do that, you're indirectly implying that the name is deficient. So I gotta speculate something, imagine something, because the name itself doesn't do it for me. But Krishna is non-different from his name. And Lord Nrisimhadeva is non-different from the sound of his appearance. So Hiranyakashipu, when he saw Nrisimhadeva, he didn't understand that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He thought, what a strange creature produced by the performance of Punya. Rupa Goswami explains this in Lago Bhagavatamrita, which is like the guidebook for avatars. It gives all the details. So, Rupa Goswami explains that Hiranyakashipu thought, what a special creature, and no doubt this creature has performed some special pious activities, and therefore he's able to look like this. And then, as Prabhupada explains, Hiranyakashipu was thinking, it really doesn't matter because no one can defeat me. Whatever this creature is, I'm invincible. Of course, you know that Hiranyakashipu met his end in such a gory way. We like to focus on the destruction of Hiranyakashipu, but let's remember what this verse today is talking about. The destruction of our demoniac desires to enjoy the material world. That sounds a bit heavy, doesn't it? Like, what's wrong with a little bit of desire to, you know, have some material happiness and enjoy the material world? I mean, why should we be so extreme, you know? There should be balance. Some spiritual, some material, you know, let's not be so far-fetched here. I often think about that when I read this verse. Karma asayan. Demoniac desires to be happy by material activities. I mean, really, what's wrong with wanting a little happiness from material activities as long as it doesn't hurt anyone else, you know? But you see the standard of Prahlad Maharaj. And this is why Nrisimhadeva appeared. Not so much to kill Hiranyakashipu. That was incidental. But out of affection for Prahlad, because Prahlad was such a high standard of devotee. And you can see that high standard in this verse. Kindly destroy any desire I have for karmasayan, desire to be happy by material activities. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts. Kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruit of activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Besides the annihilation of Hiranyakashipu, let us think about the annihilation of our material desires in our heart. Today we can beg Lord Nrisimhadeva, please appear within the core of my heart. Drive away the ignorance. What seems to be so impossible can be done by the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the heart. And that appearance in our heart begins by our desiring that. We shouldn't think, oh, it's impossible. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is independent. And especially because we are followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can experience that independence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in terms of the accomplishment of an impossible task. The gradual relieving of the urge for material activities that pollutes our heart. How can you restrict the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he shows that. The impossible can become the possible. So this prayer by Prahlad Maharaj and the residents of Harivarsha inspires us to think about the condition of our heart and beg for a heart cleansing. In the next verse, another prayer by Prahlad Maharaj and the residents of Harivarsha, they point out that as long as the heart is not auspicious and peaceful, how can there be any auspiciousness and peace in the world? This is explained later in the seventh canto by Prahlad Maharaj, something surprising that causes us to pause. Prahlad explains that material desires distort the use of our intelligence, our senses, our mind. Again, here we are thinking, material desires, are, you know, everyone has them. Yeah, you know, a little bit will do you no harm. Just don't get too carried away. But Prahlad points out scientifically that material desires cause a distortion of our faculties, distortion of our senses. So all this information is not meant to discourage you. The newer devotees may be thinking, oh, even the older devotees, oh, this is just too much. I mean, I accept it all as true, but who can ever be successful at all this? But remember, we are servitors of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has the desire that all the conditioned souls be rescued from their illusions and reattached to Krishna. So because of the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can be successful. Just like because of the desire of Prahlad Maharaj to serve the Lord without any material motivation, because of affection for such a devotee, Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared. So once again, consider, how can there be welfare for the world unless the heart is cleansed? So what is the process for cleaning the heart? More and more throughout the world, you're seeing such turbulence, such agitation. Mundane religion hasn't solved it. Higher education hasn't solved it. Democracy hasn't solved it. There'll be no peace. There'll be no auspicious situation for humanity unless there is cleansing of the heart. And for the heart to become clean requires a process capable of doing that. So this is what Prahlad is praying for. And he's praying to Lord Nrsimhadev for that. Oh, my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts. So he's appealing to what we would think are the features of Lord Nrsimhadev meant for killing, for terminating someone. Prahlad is appealing to those same features for destroying the material desires in his heart. So today, while we are meditating upon the annihilation of Hiranyakashipu, let's not forget that Hiranyakashipu, as the purport describes, is the personification of material desire. And in our heart lurks the desire to be happy in the material world through material activities. We want that destroyed. We present our situation to Lord Nrsimhadev, begging for his mercy in that way. Now remember, pleased by Prahlad's prayers, Lord Nrsimhadev told Prahlad, "It's my lila, it's my pastime to fulfill all desires. You can ask me for whatever you want." And Prahlad was very careful. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that Prahlad is showing how to be very careful in handling potentially materially provocative situations. Here is Varada Rishabha, the Supreme Lord who is the best giver of benedictions. Prahlad, take from me whatever you want. Prahlad didn't become bewildered by this. You might think that Prahlad would say, why are you trying to tempt me? Why are you trying to entrap me? I often explain, you know, like narcotics police. They try to trap someone who they think is a drug dealer. Undercover, they entice the person. Come on, sell me some drugs. The person pulls out his stuff, and then the cop pulls out his badge. You're under arrest. So if the cop is too enthusiastic, like really pushing the person, come on, come on, sell it, come on, pull it out of your pocket, come on, I know it's good. Pull it. You've got high quality stuff, pull it out, pull it out. If the cop is too enthusiastic, the judge will throw it out in court. It's called entrapment. So you might think, this is what Nrsimhadev is doing to Prahlad. Prahlad, it's my pastime to fulfill all desires. Come on, Prahlad. Name what you want materially. Come on, come on. But Prahlad understands. My Lord, you have sent me in this world to demonstrate the qualities of a pure devotee. You don't need to hear my refusal to accept a material benediction. You already know. You're omniscient. But you're asking me this so I can demonstrate for the world what is the proper standard of bhakti. So Prahlad, he prayed, "My dear Lord, if you do want to give me a benediction, and if I must ask for one, I beg you that in the core of my heart there be no material desires." He reminded Lord Nrsimhadev, as if Lord Nrsimhadev needed any reminder, but Prahlad is expressing his pure devotion. "My Lord, remember my family background. I'm born in the family of the greatest demons." "Don't dangle material opportunities in front of me." Of course, again, the Lord's not trying to trap Prahlad. He wants Prahlad to demonstrate the standard of pure devotion. And in doing so, Prahlad is showing how cautious he is how humble he is. Think of my background. I don't want to be deviated. I don't want a merchant relationship with you. And then, of course, after not taking any material benedictions and asking that from the core of his heart, in the core of his heart, there be no material desires, then Prahlad asked for his father. Can you give my father freedom from material existence? When Hiranyakashipu was killed by Nrisimhadev, he did not have realization that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he appeared again as Ravana. This is Jai of the Jai and Vijay pair. So Jai first appeared as Hiranyakashipu. He had to appear again as Ravana, because although he was killed by an incarnation of the Lord, he didn't have realization that this is the Supreme Lord. And furthermore, Rupa Goswami explains in Lagu Bhagavatamrita that only Swayam Bhagavan can actually give liberation. Generally speaking, there's always technical points, but generally speaking. So, Hiranyakashipu took birth as Ravana with even more power, even more opulence. And again, Ravana was killed by the arrow of Ramchandra. Still didn't get liberation. Why? Because Ravana didn't recognize this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was totally absorbed in Sita. Totally meditating on Sita's beauty. Of course, the real Sita Devi he could never contact. He was infatuated by the Maya Sita Devi, the expansion that he had captured. So he was killed, but once again, he had to take another birth. But this time, he took birth as Shishupal. Shishupal had power and opulence unimaginable. But he was becoming increasingly purified from the previous births. In his rage against Krishna, Shishupal, as a little baby, before he could talk properly, would blaspheme Krishna. He would chant the names of the Lord in total hatred. Pundarikaksha. The lotus-eyed attractive one. Garuda Vahana. The one who rides on Garuda. He couldn't even talk properly. He was such a little kid, but he's blaspheming the Supreme Lord. And he was always mesmerized by the form of a Lord. Because this is what's special about Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. By his names and by his form, he embeds himself in the heart of the devotee. So, Shishupal, in his bhava of utmost hatred, had the names and form of the Supreme Personality Godhead, Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, so fixed deeply in his heart. So then, it came time for the Rajasuya Yagya. And as you know, Shishupal was very strategic. He waited to cause his disturbance until the very moment when, if there was a fight in the yagya, the whole yagya would be ruined. And that's what Shishupal was hoping for. He kept his cool, he kept quiet until the critical point. And then he stood up, waving his hands, interrupting the whole yajna, saying provocative words, hoping to cause a commotion. Because if there was one drop of blood shed, the whole yajna would be ruined. So that was Shishupal's plan. But Krishna is more intelligent. The Pandavas and other kings there were pulling at their swords, ready to have a go at Shishupal, finish him off for his blasphemy. But Krishna took his disc and threw it toward Shishupal. So Rupa Goswami explains that the illumination from the Sudarsan Chakra allowed Shishupal to see clearly. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The chakra's illumination allowed him to see that. So then he died. His head was decapitated in full consciousness that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And his head was cut off in such a way, so expertly by Krishna, that not one drop of blood fell in the sacrificial arena. It was a clean cut, 100%. This is expertise. So Rupa Goswami brings up this point to show that only Swayam Bhagavan actually gives liberation. It's a special characteristic of his. So today let us beg for the mercy of Lord Nrsingadev to enter our hearts. Because as long as we have material desires, we can't be peaceful. If we're going to create auspiciousness and peace for others, we have to be auspicious and peaceful ourselves. So we may think material desires are very innocent, but as Prahlad Maharaj explains, they're destroying or distorting our perception, our intelligence. Prahlad understands this. So although it may seem impossible for us to rid our hearts of these woeful companions that have been with us so many births, remember that we are followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Activist followers. Not simply even passive believers, but active executors of the will of Lord Chaitanya. And as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, for one who remembers Lord Chaitanya, difficult things become easy. And for one who forgets him, easy things become difficult. So let us take inspiration and confidence from Prahlad's prayer. Let's not be discouraged. Oh, this is impossible. I've been trying for so long. How many years? Oh, 5 years, 10 years. What is 5 years, 10 years? What's 20 years? What's a lifetime? It's so short these days. If we can dedicate this one life for the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is the greatest success. If we allow Krishna to make of us what he likes, how can we fail? So therefore, Prahlad prays, please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy, we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Any questions? Yes? One time, he's asking that since Nrsingadev's pastimes are Nitya Leela, does that mean that Jayan Vijay are always coming? No. If you want to know the details, then after you have thoroughly studied Srila Prabhupada's books for some years, you can turn to the BBT rendition of Lago Bhagavatamrita and the Rupa Goswami and the commentary by Srila Baladev Vidyabhusan say, no way. One time. But I generally steer away from all these esoteric details because most devotees haven't sufficiently equipped themselves with our main texts, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. But for the few devotees who have dutifully over the years, joyously over the years, absorbed themselves in Srila Prabhupada's books, the BBT has these advanced texts. Because the whole avatar situation is very intricate. There's always some details. So, Srila Baladev Vidyabhusan explains that Jai and Vijay, they desired to come to the material world. They heard about the activities of the Lord in killing demons. In Vaikuntha, they heard about that. And they thought, wow, we'd love to see that. You can't see it in Vaikuntha. So they had a desire to come to the material world. But that happens one time. Anything else?
Thank you for your wonderful presentation. Would you please give the talk this evening? Somehow or other, we neglected to insert that in your schedule. So we're asking now humbly, would you please speak this evening from 5:30 to 6:30?
I thought I could just sleep, you know.
So this morning was mostly the internal audience. This evening will be more of the congregation. But would you please speak 5:30 to 6:30?
All right, I guess I have to earn my keep. Try to make Savas Prabhu happier. Anything else? Yes.
You had said that Lord Brahma, and then also... It's on? Oh. You had said that Lord Brahma and then also the Goddess of Fortune couldn't pacify Lord Srinadev, but Prahlad could. But, I mean, Lord Brahma is the head of our Sampradaya. And so I'd assume also a pure devotee. So I guess what quality does Prahlad Maharaj that...
Prahlad is a special devotee. His level of bhakti was the only factor that could pacify Lord Nrisimhadev, because that's why Lord Nrisimhadev appeared, because of the bhakti of Prahlad. He's on that standard. Even though he's Asura Uttama, born in the worst family, the Asura family, but he's the best in the worst. But he's also the best devotee. So it shows you his standard of bhakti. All right. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
No.